Simon Sadi Bey Sif Dalid. Mechaber says, Lo yomru chaticha atzma nasis nevela ela b'basar b'cholov. We only say, Chanan, the Mechaber holds, only by basar b'cholov, avaloi b'shari surim. But we don't say Chanan b'shari surim. So this means basar b'cholov is unique because both the basar and the cholov are both heter, and the iser comes about through the cooking of the two together, so both the basar and the cholov both turn into iser. So therefore, the entire combination is now iser. So not just the one kazayas of cholov, let's say, which is absorbed into a piece of meat. Not only do we have to cheshbon keneged that one kazayas of cholov, but we have to cheshbon keneged, let's say, the 10 kazayasim of meat that it got absorbed into. So now we have 11 kazayasim of basar b'cholov over here. However, b'shari surim kagoyin, kazayas of chelev shenivla b'chaticha, if a kazayas of chelev gets absorbed into a piece of meat, ve'ein ba shishim levatlay, and we don't have enough to mevatel it, there's only, let's say, one kazayas of chelev gets absorbed into 10 kazayasim of a piece of meat, v'nesra, and that piece of meat is asur, v'achach bishla imachiros, and afterwards you cook this piece of meat together with other pieces of meat, ein tzarech ala shishim kedei kazayas chelev. So all we need is that there should be in the pot 60 keneged, the original piece of chelev. V'oz, afilu chaticha atzma chayzeres liyos muteres. And if you have 60 in the pot, then the mechaber says, at least the partial reading of the mechaber is, then even that piece of meat will revert back to becoming heter as well. Even the piece of meat that originally absorbed that kazayas of chelev will go back to becoming heter. So this concept is known as efshel soichtei muter, which means that I could be soiched out of that piece of meat, the tam that was in it to begin with. So beforehand, it absorbed the kazayas of chelev, became iser. If it now gets, it falls into a pot where there's 60 keneged, the one kazayas of chelev, meaning, let's say there'd be 50 more kazayasim, and there's 10 kazayasim of this piece of meat. So 60 altogether, even though this piece of meat had one kazayas of chelev fall into it, efshel soichtei muter would mean that now, once it gets cooked in the pot together, it will uniformly distribute throughout the pot, and the tam will no longer be in that kazayas, in that piece of meat alone, and therefore we now would have shishim keneged it. So the problem is, though, that the Shach and Taz both point out this is a contradiction to what the Mechaber says in Simen Kuf Vav. They are the Mechaber Paskins that we hold, that the Mechaber Paskins, Efshel Soichtei Aser, which means that you can't be soiched out all the time from that piece of meat, and that piece of meat will forever remain Iser. So, how come the Mechaber over here says that it's Mutter? So the Shach says that the Mechaber really over here is a Shtikal Lav Dafka. When he says that that piece of meat becomes Mutter, what he's really referring to is that in the last Sif, he discussed the concept of a Chaticha Ruyel Eskabed. And that he said that, but it's an Iser, Machavas Atzmai, like by Basar B'cholov, so then we, even if it's even though they only became Osir through the Bliya of milk, but because by Basar B'cholov, everything becomes Iser, the meat becomes Iser, the milk becomes, right, like we explained in the last Sif, it's considered a Iser, Machavas Atzmai, so if it gets mixed together with other pieces of meat, and they're all Chaticha Ruyel Eskabed, there wouldn't be any Bittel. However, by Shari Surim, if it would absorb the Bliya of Iser, the kosher piece of meat, absorb the Kzayas of Chelev, in such a case, we would say that even if it's a Chaticha Ruyel Eskabed, it would be Batel. So if you have over here three pieces of meat, two of them are kosher, and one of them is this piece of meat that absorbed the Iser. So since this piece of meat is a, even though it's a Chaticha Ruyel Eskabed, since it's only a Bliya of Iser in it, and the Bliya is not Choshev, the Bliya is not Ruyel Eskabed, so Mimela, we would say Bittel in such a case. And that's what the Mechaber means. Then even the Iser goes back to becoming Heter. It's a little bit of a Deichik, but he says what it means is that all the pieces become Mutter. Had this been Basar B'cholov, so then the piece would remain Aser. Not only would it remain Aser, but the other pieces would become Aser as well, because anything that you're misupik is Chaticha Ruyel Eskabed would become Aser. But here, since it's only an Iser of Bliya, the Chaticha reverts back to becoming Heter, becomes Batel Barayv, Yavish B'Yavish, Batel Chaber Trey, in the other pieces. So that's the sheet of the Mechaber. The Ramah continues, Hagav, yesh oimrim, daminim bekoli surim chaticha nasas nevela. Not only by basa b'cholov, but by all surim we say chanan, we say chaticha nasas nevela. V'chein haminig poshet. And that's the minig ve'ein l'shanais, and one should not deviate from this minig. So by all surim, we now, if a gezayis of iser is absorbed into a chaticha of meat, that's 10 gezayisim, now we have 11 kazesim of iser. If this now falls into a pot, we're now going to need 60 times the 11 kazesim of iser. Not only 60 keneged that one kazayas, but 60 keneged the 11 kazesim. Now this idea, though, that of chanan b'shari surim is only midrabanan. Midraisa, we only say chanan by basa b'chalov, but midrabanan, we are machmir, because of its doima to basa b'chalov, we assert all shari surim with the concept of chanan as well. But because it's learned out from Basa B'chalov, as we'll see, it's going to have certain cases we're going to be lenient where we wouldn't say Chanan by Basa B'chalov, we won't say Chanan b'shari surim either. V'dafka ima iser davuk b'chatichas heter. When do we say Chanan? There are two situations where you say Chanan. One is, in other words, we're going to say Chanan to aser this cheftza, this piece, and we're not going to be mitzarif other things along with it. So, obviously, if the chatich is all by itself and the cheil falls on it, there's nothing more to be mivatla. In such a case, we would say chanan. But the Rama's trying to include over here, there are even cases where it's in the pot together with other foods, and still we'll say chanan on this piece of meat, and we won't include the other, what else is in the pot to be mivatla. So when is that? Fidafka ima iser is davuk b'chatichas heter. One case would be if you have an iser davuk. If you have two pieces which are attached together, if you have a chalev which is attached to a piece of meat, so in such a case we say that's called an iser davuk. And in such a case, even if it's floating in the soup together with all the liquid, we say that the chalev will aser that piece of meat before it gives time into the rest of the soup because it's davuk together. So some learn it's because it's a chshash drabanan, that maybe the piece of meat was lifted out of the soup as you were stirring it. Maybe it rose out of the soup for a split second, and it became chanan at that point, and therefore that's why we ask it's a davuk. Others learn it's because since it's attached together, it'll give a bliya into something that's attached to faster than it'll give a bliya into other things. So that's the concept of davuk. Oy, the Rama continues, oy shachatichas kula chutz the raitiv. Like we discussed at the beginning of the siman, if you have a piece which is completely out of the raitiv, so then even though it's in the pot of soup, it doesn't give any time. The time is not nispashit uniformly, and in such a case, that chaticha will become aser, and the rest of the soup you cannot use that to mevatel. Now the Rama is talking over here, even if you then submerge it afterwards, because if you don't submerge it, if you don't mix it in with the rest of the soup, of course the time can't travel any further. But we're talking about even if you do mix it in with the rest of the soup afterwards, it's already too late, since the chaticha was kula chutz the raitiv, that chaticha became chanan, and now you're going to need shishim keneged that entire chaticha. Okay? So it's kula chutz raitiv enough aleha iser. Aval mixes chaticha toicha raitiv. But what if part of the chaticha is inside the raitiv and part of it is outside? So it's floating in the soup. Ve'ein iser davuk boy, and it's not an iser davuk. The chalev drips onto it. So lo yamina chaticha nasas nevela. In such a case, we would not say chanan. Umitzdarav kol hakadera levatal ha'iser. And we could use everything that's in the kadera to be mevatal the iser. So this is seemingly taskening like the re. Like we had in the beginning of the siman, that the re holds that if it's partially in the raitiv, the bliya will travel right through the chaticha and go into the rest of the raitiv, and therefore you could use the entire kedera to mevatel that chalev. Mikol makom, however, the Rama says mikol makom yesh lahachmir laaser oisa chaticha. So chumra to aser that piece, that would be like shitas Rashi, because according to Rashi, that chaticha would become aser. However, even though he's being machmer to ask that chaticha, because of Shitas Rashi, he's not being machmer to say chanan on that chaticha. Since, like we said, chanan, b'shari surim, is only drabanan, and there are those that say we don't say chanan, by Shari Surim. So Mela here, where we're only being machmer, we're only applying Chanan as a Chumrah, so when we only apply it as a Chumrah, then we don't, we're only asking the Chaticha as a Chumrah, to be Choshish Vashitas Rashi, when we're only asking as a Chumrah, we don't say Chanan, only when we ask him Meikar Hadin. But here it's just a Chumrah, so therefore we don't say Chanan B'Shari Surim. The Kolze B'Shari Surim. That's only true, though, if the chaticha is floating in the liquid and the iser falls onto it, that we don't say chanan. That's only b'shari surim. Aval b'basa b'chalav, if you have a piece of meat and a drop of milk falls onto it, even though it's floating in the liquid, aval p'she'en iser davuk, and even though it's not davuk, who mixes a chaticha is techa reitiv, and even though it's floating in the reitiv, amrinan chaticha nasa nevela. In such a case, we say chanan, because this is the real deal, this is the real basar b'chalav, Midaraisa, so therefore, even though, like the Ri, it would not be, because we could be Mitzdarif everything in the Kedera together, but since the Ramo wants to be Choshish Rashita's Rashi, in such a case, not only will he ask the Chaticha, but he'll say Chanan on it as well. The Ramo continues here. Yesh Oimrim, the Loya Minan Chatichas Nasas Nevela, im Nisarev Isser Lach, Beheter Lach. Vacher Kach Nisarev Hakol, Beheter Acher. Some say that we do not say Chanan by Lach Balach. Dafka by a Chaticha, where there's a Chashivus to the Chaticha, that we look at it as a separate unit, then we say Chanan, but not by a mixture of Lach Balach. Now some learn that this Heter, that we don't say Chanan Lach Balach, is Dafka if you didn't cook the two together. Because if you don't cook them together, it's not Daime to Basa B'chalov. But if you cooked it, even though it's Lach Balach, then we would say Chanan. However, others learned that, you know, even if you cook it together, Lach Balach, since it's not a Chaticha, it doesn't have a Chashivas to it, so we don't say, and since we're only dealing here with Shari Surim, we don't say Chanan. And therefore, the Ramask says, Vein Srichim Rak Shishim Neged Ha'Isr, Shenafel. So, if you have a mixture, let's say you have some gravy of Isr, which falls into some Shuman, falls into some liquid, it makes a teruvus lach balach. So, if this mixture now falls into so even though I don't have shishim at the beginning, but now it falls into a larger pot, and the shishim now sacha kol connected that original bliya, so then, if you do not say chanan, lach balach, then we can matter the whole pot. Says the Ramah, v'yesh lismach al zeh b'sheri surim l'tzarech hefzid gadol, avaloi b'basa b'chalov. We could rely on this, that we don't say Chanan by Shari Surim, by Lach Balach, if it's a Mokum of Hefsim Ruba, but one cannot rely on it by Basa B'chalov, and the Shach points out that it's not just a Chumrah that we don't rely on it by Basa B'chalov, but Mi'ikar Adin, because by Basa B'chalov, like we've been explaining, it's real Chanan, it's Deraisa Dika Chanan, it's not just, so therefore there's no difference if it's Lach Balach, or if it's Lach B'chaticha, or Chaticha B'chaticha, it makes no difference. When it comes to Basa B'chalov of Daraisa, we always would say Chanan. The only nafkamina is when it's Shari Surim, where the whole idea is only an Isser D'Rabbanan. So then we could start differentiating between a Chaticha or Lach B'lach. Now, there's a big discussion in Achrenim. What about, and you have two together, if you have, it's only an Isser D'Rabbanan, and it's a Lach B'lach. So what do we say in such a case? If it's Shari Surim D'Rabbanan, that are lach balach, do we say Chanan? Ramesh Feinstein has a case where he's discussing a case of wine vinegar that got mixed together with other other vinegars. So he says that even though at the beginning you didn't have enough to mevatel it, if afterwards the mixture gets combined into a larger mixture, so then we're dealing in such a case with an iser lach balach. In Isser Durabanan Lach Balach, and he says that there one could be Mekel, even not be Makum Hefsid. It's a Machlaika, so of course it's better not to rely on that, but if it's a Tzarech, you could rely, even Shaloi be Makum Hefsid, you could rely that we do not say Chanan by Isser Durabanan Lach Balach.